What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Isaac Weishaupt, the Illuminati Watcher. It's been a few months since I've published a podcast, so I apologize for that. Regulars to the Watcher community know that I kind of suck at keeping up on the podcast. To be honest, they're not my favorite thing. It takes a lot of work, and you know, scheduling up the guest is tough, and blah 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 excuses. So basically, I just thought I'd throw a few minutes of rambling out to catch everybody up to what's been going on the last few months. Excuse me. That's me getting over a cold also, by the way. But there's been some things going on. Like I said, the last podcast I put out was in October, and that was with Sandman. We talked about some World War II conspiracy theories, and there's going to be more with Sandman later on. I'm going to talk about some of the future guests I'm going to have on, but for now, let's talk about what happened since then. Since then, I graciously accepted to be on Freeman's The Free Zone. You know that I reference Freeman a lot in my articles because I actually learn a ton from him. A lot of occult stuff and Freemasonry and the OTO and all these magical orders. And we kind of linked up and he had me on The Free Zone. You can check that out on freemantv.com or on his YouTube channel. Look for Isaac Weishaupt. We have a pretty awesome show. And then shortly thereafter, I was invited to be on the Higher Side Chats, which was also pretty awesome. And, you know, same deal. You can get that through Greg Carwood's website or it's on YouTube as well on his channel. But so I was on these two podcast shows and things kind of like, I don't want to say blew up, but things got really busy since then. And I've been contacted by a lot of people and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, figure out where to make my next move now that there's more interest in the Watcher community. So you'll notice I've changed the layout theme of the website, and I've been working with, I got a new guy on the team that's helping me do some optimization stuff, and he's trying to clean it up for me and get the website running cleaner and smoother for people, especially like mobile devices. So hopefully you'll notice the website's been getting a lot better and quicker, and it'll even get even better in the future here. And let's see what else happened. I wrote another book called Kubrick's Code, and in this book I basically compile several of the conspiracy theories around Stanley Kubrick's films, specifically The Shining, A Clockwork Orange, Eyes Wide Shut, 2001 A Space Odyssey. I basically use those four films to support this idea that Stanley Kubrick knew about the Illuminati and tried to reveal their agenda to us through these films. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So anyway, so why did I do that? Because you'll know, lots of you know, I've actually already got posts about three of those four films and videos on YouTube, on the Illuminati Watcher YouTube channel, on three of those four films. The one I omitted is the 2001 A Space Odyssey. Well, what I did was I took the three posts that I already did with Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining, and I cleaned them up a bit, added some more photos, added some more analysis, and like I mentioned, I've got a whole never before seen deal on 2001 A Space Odyssey in the book. And then I also have like a short little chapter on Kubrick and how he managed to put these symbols in his film and why we believe that he hid these symbols. So I'm offering that on the website. It's also on Amazon.com. You can get the ebook I had some people ask for a paperback version of the book, which I was fine with. I wasn't actually going to sell a paperback version because the publisher charges me a lot of money to put those photos in a paperback format because they're color photos. And so someone asked for it, so I went through the process of formatting it, bought a proof, and took a look at it, and the proof actually looks really good. I actually like the paperback. There's maybe a couple images in the Eyes Wide Shut section that are a little dark, but not terrible. But other than that, I mean, they actually came out really good. The problem is, where I get them published, they charge, I think it's like $26. So I'm selling it on Amazon for $29 something. So, you know, I'm making, you know, $2 or $3 a copy. So don't think I'm putting it out there for $30 trying to be greedy. That's just, you know, that's just the cost of publishing color. So yeah, I've got that new book, Kubrick's Code. And actually, if you buy it on the website on IlluminatiWatcher.com, you can, not only will you get like the ebook, you can't buy the paperback on my website. You got to go to Amazon for that. But if you buy the ebook on IlluminatiWatcher.com, I've got the, it's like a, I think it's like 2.5 hour, like documentary vid I put together where I basically compiled the same video as you can see on YouTube of Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining. I go through all the symbols and the scenes and the pictures and what they mean. They're the same as the YouTube ones, but I actually added more to it. I've got some actual clip footage because YouTube wouldn't let me upload the clips for the films. So they're all stills on YouTube, but on the downloadable version, you'll get the ebook and you'll get that 2.5 hour documentary video I put together. Instant download on both. So it's actually a really good deal. I think it's $4.99. So anyways, yeah, check that out. That's like the introductory deal. $4.99, you get the ebook and the download of the documentary. And I've got an SSL security encryption on my website. So when you go to my website and you go to put in your credit card and name and all that garbage to buy this stuff, don't worry, it's all encrypted and all that stuff. You can even inspect the, go to an SSL checker website and punch in my URL. You'll see that's there. So yeah, I've got all of that. And, you know, I just wanted to catch up and let you guys know I didn't forget about the podcast. This is just going to be me rambling, talking to you for a few minutes. But I'm planning on putting together another legit show here. I mean, shortly, real soon. I had some problems with my computers, and I got to download some software so I can do the interviews with the people through the computer, because some of the people are in other states. But I've got some awesome guests lined up. I can't wait to sync up a good time that we can do this, but I've got some committed guests that want to get on the show. I've got at least 4 that are pretty awesome. You guys are going to like them a lot. I don't want to say their names in case they can't do it and they got to back out, but, you know, the one that I will say is Sandman wants to come back on. We're going to do a show about chemtrails, so that one should be cool. And the other ones are pretty high-profile names. You'll recognize a couple of them, but anyways, that's enough of me talking shit. You saw it took me 3 months to put together anything, so, you know, don't hold your breath, but, you know, check out the website. I'll definitely be publishing an article about the shows as they come out. So, you know, another thing you can check out is I've got a Super Bowl prediction for Katy Perry's halftime show. And, you know, right now it's, oh man, what day is it? January, as I'm talking, it's January 28th. So the Super Bowl is like in 3 or 4 days. And I got a video on YouTube and a post about how I think Katy Perry is going to do all this Illuminati symbolism at her halftime show. And you can watch that on YouTube on my channel or on the website. But what I plan to do is I'm going to be watching the halftime show. I'm going to do an analysis, you know, as quick as I can, try to take some images, try to put together a video. I mean, it's going to take me a few hours probably. So I'm thinking like a couple hours after the Super Bowl's over, I should have a post prediction video where I reveal what I saw during the performance, you know, and hopefully, well, not hopefully, but, you know, for my sake, so I don't look like a jackass, hopefully we'll see some of the stuff I predicted come true, you know, or maybe we won't. And, you know, that's good too. That means they're chilling out on the Illuminati symbolism stuff, but I'm guessing we're going to see some alien stuff or whatever. I got a whole video on it. Check it out. we're going to do... I'm trying to think of what else I got that I can cover. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Well, okay, so yeah, just check out the YouTube channel, subscribe to that, and get on the newsletter if you want. I've got a free newsletter that I send out, and sometimes it's just like the best post of the month. Sometimes I've got like unique articles, like I've got one about like Shia LaBeouf, and you know, I don't know, it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in, what I throw out there. But you can check that out on the website. I've got an email sign up form on there. And you can also, talking about those ebooks like the Kubrick's Code, I've got bundled deals on the website. You'll see a big old picture on the sidebar, but you can get like all of my books. You can get the hip hop conspiracy theory book I just come out that we talked about on the Freeman Show and the Higher Side Chats. You can bundle that with the Beginner's Guide conspiracy book to, you know, the Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory. And you can even bundle in the Kubrick's Code, and I got all kinds of stuff. Check out the deals. I got some pretty good deals on there. And yeah, I guess that's it for now. You know, hopefully I'll be loading up the next podcast with a stellar guest here real soon. And I guess that's when I'll be talking to you guys next. So take it easy. Thanks.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody, our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's gonna make me wanna go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Once upon a time in a convenience store, a woman asked, which zero-calorie drink will I like more? The cashier said, I have a thought. Coke Zero Sugar always hits the spot. The taste made her heart fill with laughter, and with her Coke Zero Sugar, she lived happily ever after. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, unbelievably delicious.
No trip to the store is complete without the unbelievably delicious zero-calorie taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Pick up 20 ounce from Maverick today.